This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A jury ended deliberations for the week in the trial of U.S. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the judge in the case has refused to publish jurors' names because of threats.
The AP is among the media organizations that asked Judge T.S. Ellis III to reveal the jurors' names after the trial ends. At an afternoon hearing during day two of deliberation, Ellis said he does not intend to make the names public, saying he has received criticism and threats and imagines the jurors would too. Ellis revealed he's under U.S. Marshals protection after being threatened. After the hearing, the jury asked to stop work a half hour early. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Tensions between the U.S. intelligence community and the White House ratcheted up on Friday, with President Donald Trump and former high-ranking intelligence officials locked in a heated war of words. Trump on Friday threw the first punch in the ongoing battle, threatening to revoke the security clearance of a current Justice Department official. He added his decision to strip former CIA Director John Brennan of his clearance had gotten a tremendous response. The subject of Trump's ire Friday was Justice Department employee Bruce Orr, who was named earlier this week by the White House as one of nine former and current officials in danger of losing their security clearances. Later, former CIA officers punched back, with more than 60 signing a statement condemning what they described as a political litmus test for intelligence and security experts. Friday night, Democratic Senator Mark Warner, the vice chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, said he would introduce an amendment to prevent Trump from punishing and intimidating his critics by revoking their security clearances. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is ending funding for Syria stabilization projects as it moves to extricate the United States from the conflict, citing increased contributions from anti-Islamic State coalition partners. The State Department said it had notified Congress Friday that it would not spend some $230 million that had been planned for Syria programs and would instead shift the money to other areas. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said during a conference call that the cut was authorized by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and it does not include humanitarian aid funds. Brett McGurk is the special presidential envoy for the defeat of ISIS.
The coalition contributions actually not only offsets what the U.S. government was going to spend, but actually increases the amount that we will be able to spend on the ground to make a difference to stabilize these areas going forward.
Most of the money initially pledged by former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in February had been on hold and under review since he was fired in March. A Turkish court dismissed an appeal Friday to release U.S. evangelical pastor Andrew Brunson, whose detention has triggered a diplomatic dispute between Ankara and Washington. The High Court in the city of Izmir upheld a lower court's decision to keep Brunson under house arrest. The court also rejected an appeal to lift his travel ban. The rulings came just hours after Turkish Trade Minister Rusar Pekcan said her country will respond if the U.S. imposes new sanctions over the continued detention of Brunson. She said, as Turkey, we have responded to the measures the United States has taken and will continue to do so based on our international trade law rights and in accordance with World Trade Organization rules. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Thursday the United States is ready to impose more sanctions on Turkey if Brunson is not released. Palestinian health officials say two Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire and another 60 were injured at a protest along the Gaza border, even as Egyptian mediators worked to broker a ceasefire. Witnesses say the protesters burned tires and threw rocks as well as firebombs, while Israeli troops responded with tear gas and some live rounds. Palestinians have been protesting at the Gaza border since the end of March. Palestinian officials say 170 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire since the protests began. And the family of the late Aretha Franklin says her funeral will be held in Detroit August 31st, following a two-day public viewing of her casket. The 18-time Grammy winner died from pancreatic cancer on Thursday. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.